And we are now live.
Welcome everyone today to our first meeting of the Comprehensive and Accessible Transportation Committee. So we are rejoined after a hiatus. And so this will be an introductory and welcome meeting. We don't have too much to overwhelm anyone with as part of the agenda today, but we wanted to ensure that we were able to start it. We'll make sure to have some time just to do some roundtable introductions for everyone, but we just want to get some basic information as well as just some welcomes from staff before we do so. And so we wanted to open with some preliminary remarks from Cosette Reese, our Director of Specialized Services.
Thanks, John. So we should probably do roll call first. So Camille, do you want to do that or would you like me to do that?
I'm happy to do that.
That would be great.
Okay, so Elaine Eller-Mo, please forgive my butchering of your name.
It's Eller-Mo,
thank you. And when I call your name, please just indicate here. Rihanna Hensley.
Sorry, I was tremoring with the click box. Anyway, yes, I'm here and I'm so excited to learn from all you and participate here.
No problem. Thank you for being here. Kathy Deusing. Looks like she's not here just yet. Lise Shellman. Not here just yet. Don Norden.
I'm here.
Thank you. And looks like Lise just joined us.
Hello.
And that completes the roll call.
We also have Hoover Chambliss, who's also a member. And I see he's here, so.
Perfect.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Camille. So I just want to welcome you all here today. I'm really excited to be getting this new committee underway. I just want to let you know that we're going to be doing some introductions here, but we have a group of folks here who are on staff for accessibility at LTD. However, accessibility is the responsibility and commitment that we all here at LTD place a high priority on and is tightly woven into the fabric of our policies and services. So throughout your time here on the committee, you're going to hear a lot of presentations and you're going to hear how we fold in and ensure that accessibility is included and represented in all of the projects, policies, and efforts that we do here at LTD. I also want to take a moment to thank you for all being here. This is you giving us a bit of your time and your perspectives and your focus. And again, just welcome you. Some of you have already served on LTD's committees, and it's great to see you back. And we have some new faces, so looking forward to getting to know you all. We'll be sending out a doodle poll so that over the next month, we can spend some time chatting about the history and important role of accessibility at LTD, review some of the programs and services, including those specifically serving older adults and people with disabilities, and spending some time getting to know you all and looking forward to the collaborative and productive conversations ahead. And if at any time you have questions or feedback, please feel free to reach out to any of us staff who are happy to help you. So again, welcome and thank you for being here.
Wonderful, thank you. We also want to just note that as a public meeting, and I'll be speaking a bit to what it means for us to be holding a public meeting, but we've traditionally always held time for audience participation. And so I just wanted to open up if there are any of the members of the public who did wish to speak before we move on to our upcoming agenda items to indicate that you would like to provide testimony, or if you're joining us over the telephone, just make sure to hit *9 on your phone to raise your virtual hand or otherwise let us know that you wanted to speak. So Any members of the public who wish to provide any comment before we move forward? And hearing or seeing none, I was going to then move us on. We do have a moment where we wanted to make time for a welcome announcement from our general manager who is joining us on our Zoom meeting today. So we're joined by Aura Jackson. Would you be available just to make a welcome comment to our new CATC members?
Thank you, John. I'm more than happy to do so. Let me begin by apologizing for not being on camera. My video freezes and it is very distracting. So I will say apologies for that for today. But I do want to welcome you all to the our Accessible Transportation Committee. This is a committee that advises the board of directors on matters of accessibility. So your voice will directly go to the board of directors. Our board member, Don Norn, is actually one of our board members who will also sit on this committee. And he, and I don't know if there's a second committee member, I don't remember Camille off the top, but what they will do is they will carry your recommendation on different matters to the board meetings and make sure that your voice continues to be heard at times based on the importance of the matter. You may be asked to actually testify as part of one of our board updates so that the board can hear from you. And our goal is to make sure that in all the services that LTD provides, we're making sure that everybody has equal access. And we believe that by your community input, that will provide us the insight. And we know that a committee of this size, you can't know everything, but hopefully this is a way for you to also engage the community about the topic and bring their voice to the table whenever you can, or invite them to participate. And those are the kind of conversations we want to know, is who is your network, and make sure are we reaching them so that people have a voice in a matter of accessibility. As this committee becomes more active, we'll talk about what we're doing right, what we can improve, and what we need to completely rethink, right? We're going to be talking throughout the year about service changes, about equipment, about things that are not in the weeds, but very much at the high level that need to be communicated. And communication is an area of focus that our board of directors has asked us to make sure that the way we are communicating with our riders is easily to understand, and how we communicate to them and how we hear from our rider. So know that those are gonna be some of the important topics that we'll be asking your thoughts and opinions about. So just thank you so much for your service today to our board. And I look forward to the continued meetings, conversations about how we can be doing a better job. So thank you very much.
Thank you for that. So we are gonna be taking a minute just to do a round table for everyone to just introduce themselves and tell us a little bit more about their backgrounds. But before we get into that, on our agenda, I've got a few minutes for me just to go over some of what it means to be participating in a public meeting and now that you all are designated as public officials. And so I'm gonna be sharing my screen, but I'm also just gonna be talking through some of that basic content before we move any further. So let me do that right now. Okay, so that should be up on the screen. Let me know if anyone has any difficulty with that. And I'm gonna be talking through this information as well. So, first, hello everyone and welcome. So my name's John Allen. I'm an Accessible Services Program Manager at Lane Transit District. I work very closely with a lot of the programs that we're gonna be discussing, as well as just the overall services that impact older adults and people with disabilities within our community. And so on the screen, I've got our bylaws for what's known as the Comprehensive and Accessible Transportation Committee. Now, this name is actually fairly new and relatively recent, so we are resuming the work of this committee after a hiatus, but it has actually evolved and changed over time. So what used to be known as the Accessible Transportation Committee, the LTD board has evolved and updated to incorporate the work of what was known as the board's service subcommittee with the Accessible Transportation Committee to form this newly formed Comprehensive and Accessible Transportation Committee. It's also divided and split off some of the work of what was known as the Special Transportation Fund Committee. So that is now a separate committee rather than a subcommittee of this group. And so first and probably most importantly, I just wanted to highlight what this group does, or the charge of everyone here today, which is that this committee advises and assists the board, the LTD board, in considering the impacts of potential, proposed, or actual service changes on individuals who are transit dependent, especially those who are older adults and people with disabilities. So the board is looking to this group to be able to help with recommendations on how we can improve, change, update, or otherwise provide services to older adults and people with disabilities. So what this group is a group of up to 9 people who include 3 board members and 1 representative from LTD's Strategic Planning Committee to serve as representatives. Now, we're not just choosing anyone to serve on this committee. We're looking for folks who can speak to very specific constituencies. And so this is where we've had members, everyone here today, submit application materials that have been reviewed and approved by the LTD board. So you've been hand selected to serve on this committee. And we've really, according to our bylaws, been looking for people who can be representative and reflective of services or the intersections of transportation and older adults, people with disabilities, and in addition, low-income individuals and populations. So we're looking for you all to bring forward your knowledge, experience, wisdom to the table to be able to assist us with that work, just knowing that as these decisions are made, we want it to be reflective and representative of our disability and older adult communities. So I want to also just thank you for your service and commitment to making our community a better place in those ways. So also just to note, you've been appointed by our board for a 2-year term, which can be extended. So terms of service are also noted in our bylaws. And at some point, and what I would suggest is that this be a agenda item we may take up at our next meeting, we should be appointing officers for this committee. So typically that you may know them as a chair, but I believe in our bylaws, they're typically known as a president and or vice president, which essentially helps to facilitate these meetings. And so that's something I would just note, if that's something that you may have any interest in, or just want to know more or learn more information, or if you have experience in facilitating public meetings, then maybe something just to reach out to Camille and I about. We'd be happy to either talk you through what that might entail or what kind of time commitment it might be. But this group will essentially need someone from within your own ranks who can help to facilitate, govern, run votes of these types of meetings. So these are public meetings. And so, and as that, there's a few things that you all want to know that we generally would implement for any public meeting. So first of all, just to note that we're following Robert's rules, which if you're not familiar with those, I can take you through some of the basic concepts of that, which essentially just means if there's a decision to be made or if there's a formal action taken by the committee, we look for someone to make a motion, which gets seconded and voted upon by the membership of this committee. So someone like me as staff, I don't get a say or a vote in the decisions that get made. I'm merely here to help present or facilitate the material It's really you as committee members that are going to be making the decisions that go before, or the recommendations that go before the LTD board. So in order to get to the point where we make a vote, the committee is required to have a quorum, meaning a majority of the members are present. So in the CATC's case, that's going to be 5 of 9 members. So if less than 9 members are able to participate, we're still allowed to meet, but we shouldn't be deliberating towards a substantive decision unless there are some kind of special circumstances. So the majority rule still counts even if a seat on the committee remains vacant. So if for whatever reason, 2 people in this committee were to resign, we'd still need 5 members present to be able to make a quorum according to our bylaws. And so other things that you'll want to keep in mind, now that you're all officially recognized as public officials, just please note that the quorum rule applies to any communication or meeting that you participate in together. So if 5 of you wanted to have lunch together, that could be problematic if you started discussing committee business as your decisions could be seen as being binding. So similarly, if you hit reply all on an email to the group, that could be seen as group deliberation towards a decision. But, that doesn't mean that you're never allowed to talk to one another. But what I'd recommend is that if you have a group conversation or need to do the public's business, you make sure to either do it in one of these public meetings, or if you have communication that needs to go out to the whole group, that's exactly what Camille and I are here to support you with. Just let us know and we'll help facilitate that. We can make sure that your communication both goes out quickly and within the right side of our public meetings laws. So one other thing to keep in mind is our conflict of interest rules regarding public meetings, that if you had some kind of a financial stake in a vote that was taking place or decision that was being made, you'll want to just note that to us so that we can advise you properly on the next steps that you want to take, which could include potentially removing yourself from a particular vote if you stood to financially benefit from that decision that was being made. So the bylaws note that we're going to be meeting at a minimum of 2 times per year, but this leaves open that question of how often is the right frequency for us to be holding this meeting. So certainly as needed, we've noted when there's situations that impact our community and transportation needs. You know, we've seen recently things like COVID, obviously, the wildfires. There are going to be specific circumstances where we may want to convene to meet about a particular topic. But also we anticipate there's going to be regular meetings where we need to discuss things like service changes that we know happen regularly. So driven by the work of this committee, we'll choose a meeting frequency. And as Cosette mentioned, we'll be putting out a doodle poll to be able to kind of gauge what this group is looking to accomplish over the course of the next year and 2 years. So I'd already mentioned, we, as part of a public meeting, we typically hold a public comment period. So we will open our meetings allowing for that. And that's something when we've confirmed our committee leadership, we'll typically have them assist with the public comment period. With that, I just want to say, now that we've got some of that basic public meetings information out of the way, why don't we get into roundtable introductions? So we can open up our meeting a little bit. So if each of us just wanted to tell us a little bit about maybe your background, what got you interested in serving on the CATC, what you're hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year, or anything else that you may think would be interesting for purposes of the group. Let's make sure that we make time for that. So let me stop my share here so we can get our cameras back up. And why don't we just go through one at a time, I know there's never a great system of ordering here on Zoom, so I'm just going to go through in the order that I've got folks on my screen. If we don't mind starting with Board Member Norden, and I've got next Elaine Ellermo right after that.
Well, as John mentioned, I am a member of the board of the Lane Transit District, and it just falls in part of our duties to serve on these sub boards to keep abreast of what's going on. I became involved with LTD in trying to get service in South Lane County some 20, 25 years ago. And it was mostly a political effort at the time. And then so I've just kind of followed the history of LTD for a long time and served on the Budget Committee Board and now on the LTD Board. I've been involved with the organization for a long time and I'm supportive of it and feel that our community is well served by the board of the organization that Lane Transit District is doing right now. And I appreciate the efforts of all of you to also participate in this process to give the best service that we can to the people of our broader Lane County community. And I'll leave it there, John.
Thank you. So Elaine, if you wouldn't mind being next, and then on deck, Rihanna Hensley. And Elaine, you're currently on mute.
Hi, I'm Elaine Eiler-Mau. I see my name is misspelled. It's E-I-L-E-R. So that's why. I'm with the Senior Companion Program of Lane County. I currently have 48 senior companions that serve a little over 200 individuals that are looking to stay independent in their homes. So I'm here to advocate for our senior population and our disabled population. That's about all I got.
Wonderful, thanks for joining us. So Rihanna, we've got you next, and then Hoover Chambliss on deck. And Rihanna, there we go.
So my name's Rihanna. I've been using the LTD bus system since I was 15. So I'm a power wheelchair user, and the LTD bus has provided such mass freedom for me, and it has for a lot of my friends. And I've come into some complications, but LTD has been really responsive to me and really supportive of me. So I am really looking forward to being on this committee and hopefully making the LTD buses even greater for passengers with disabilities.
Wonderful, thank you for that. So Hoover, I've got you next with Lisa Shellman on deck. And Hoover, we've got you on mute still.
Hi.
Perfect. Can hear you.
I'm Hoover Chambliss, and I'm a user. I use public transportation. I like using my LTD PMX, and I'm a ride source user. I'm representing riders in general. But I think also because I'm in a power wheelchair also, and just trying to represent public transportation, which I've really been wanting, and access for all. That's probably a good introduction.
Wonderful.
I've been around for a while. It's now turned out to be some years, huh?
Wonderful. Thank you. And so Lisa, I think if you wouldn't mind doing a quick introduction.
Yeah, I'm Lisa Shellman. I work for Pearl Buck Center, and our agency mostly provides my light just went out, got a wave, there we go, My agency mostly provides supports for people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but I am the program manager for the Preschool and Family Supports Program, which supports adults with children where the adult has some sort of cognitive limitation, which is just a larger umbrella. We actually are able to serve more people than actually qualify as having a disability. We receive a grant from LTD for transportation to get the children to school. And that's how I began coming to the Accessible Transportation Committee meetings. But I just fell in love with the work that's done here. I think that it's really, I have learned so much about the needs and things for transportation that I knew nothing about before. And so I'm very excited to be a part of this. And to represent, hopefully, you know, agencies and people who get services from those agencies in this meeting. So thank you.
Wonderful. And so we've got a really great group. And this is our core group that's going to be getting us started. And then we still have three vacancies that are going to be filled, two by board members. And we've just recently had a transition our board membership. So I believe we'll have two appointments shortly to serve on this committee, as well as one member who will be a liaison with LTD's Strategic Planning Committee, which will align closely with things like upcoming service changes. So we'll have a few more people joining us, but for purposes of this meeting, I think this is going to be our core group moving forward. So I just want to note, everything we've talked about has been included in our board, our committee packet. And so that's available on our website, and you should be receiving emails that have this information as well. So if you're just curious in revisiting things like the bylaws, or if you have questions just on how some of this works, whether it's things like voting in public meetings or what kind of time commitment it might be, if you're interested in being a committee president, just please make sure to be in touch and I'll be happy. I'm here as a resource at your disposal, and my work is to help the work of this committee be successful. So please feel free to use me as a resource. Come to me with any questions that you might have. If there's anything I can do to assist or just make your lives easier, please don't hesitate to let me know. So with that, we've got two more things that I want to make sure that we can get through at the end, and I'll be opening up for just if there's any comments beforehand, but we'll be doing a brief presentation just on FARA reinstatement and then some programmatic updates. We have several people joining us on our meeting today. And so historically, we've always just done, had an opportunity just for brief check-in and update by a lot of the folks who are providing services and programs in our community just for the benefit of this committee. But before we do that, just want to open up if anyone had any comments or any words for members of the committee before we move forward. That could include just expectations on work we might do in the future, or things that you're excited about that we might be taking on, and we'll have opportunity for that. As we mentioned, we'll be in touch by a doodle poll just to get at some more of this information. But if anyone had any words before we move on, I just want to make sure that we had an opportunity. All right, then hearing none, I would say let's move on to our presentation on FARA's reinstatement. And that's gonna be led by Cosette Reese.
Thanks, John. Can you all see my screen okay? Yeah. Okay, great. First of all, again, I wanna thank you for being here. I'm Cosette Reese. I'm the Director of Customer and Specialized Services. That includes our marketing and outreach team, our customer service team, and our accessible services team. I'm pleased today to provide an overview of fare collection as we've just reinstated it on both the fixed route and ADA paratransit services. So this is LTD's mission statement. I'm hoping that this isn't the first time you've seen it, but what you should know is that everything we do begins with our mission. So you will likely see it many times in future presentations. In the same way, we have values that guide how we operate, make decisions, and serve our community. Like our mission, we hold our values close, both during normal times and times like we're finding ourselves in during this pandemic. Today, I'm going to provide you an update on the recent reinstatement of fares. In order to do that, I'll provide an overview of our fare collection pre-COVID. I'll also share with you changes in fare collection in response to COVID-19. And lastly, bring us current on the recent return to fare collection. So if we were in normal times and we were in person, I'd welcome questions and comments along the way. However, that becomes challenging in this virtual space. So I'll ask you to make note of the questions or comments, and we'll save time to address them at the end of this presentation. So a bit of background on fare collection. And again, this is pre-COVID. LTD's fares generally include both fixed route and ride source complementary paratransit services. For fixed route, riders can choose to purchase a single ride fare, a day pass allowing them to ride all day, or 1 month and 3 month bus passes. The fares associated use pricing that differentiates for adults who pay full fare, youth, and people who are eligible to due to a disability requiring an accommodation to use the bus, or who receive benefits through Medicare, SSI, SSD, or some veterans benefits can pay half fare. Children 5 and under and adults 65 years and better ride for free. We do have fare programs with community organizations, nonprofits, and K-12 school districts to provide free or reduced fares. That's a very simplified overview of our fare policy. For a ride source complimentary paratransit service, the fare is $3.50 per trip and riders are able to pay using prepaid tickets or cash. In 2019, LTD implemented the TouchPass electronic fare collection system on our fixed route buses. This allows individuals who have an account to use a tap card or smart app on their phone to pay their fare. Fares can be purchased through the app, website, customer service, or at the in-home retail locations throughout the community. We also continue to accept cash. Generally, fare collection process includes an individual validating their fare as they board the bus. Our goal is to make it convenient for our riders, and we provide some tips to make it easy, such as having fares readily available before boarding. When COVID-19 came on the scene, LTD's board and our organization made a commitment to a public health first priority. This focused our decisions and actions on the health and safety of employees, riders, and our community in our operations, policies, and procedures. We have and continue to follow the guidance of local, state, and federal health experts. Understanding the highly communicable nature of COVID, we early on took many steps to reduce the spread of the virus. This included encouraging essential-only trips, sanitizing all our buses throughout the day, encouraging physical distancing, and requiring face masks. One step we took on March 19th, 2020, was to discontinue collecting fares. We knew that boarding everyone through the front doors, having them pass by the operator and all of the riders on their way to their seats was not in line with our health first commitment. As a result, LTD paused fare collection on our buses, allowing us to board most passengers through the middle and rear doors. We did continue to board our seniors and people with disabilities through the front doors to access the designated seating up front. At that time, LTD also paused fare collection on our ride source service. Since March 19th, LTD, and it seems like the rest of our industry, set about looking to install shields to create some separation between our bus operators and our passengers to reduce the spread of the virus. By January 2021, LTD completed the installation of these shields in our fixed route buses and began once again collecting fares on both the fixed route bus system and our paratransit service on February 1st. When the pandemic first hit, we had only been using the TouchPass system for about 8 months and were just beginning to see significant adoption. As we returned to fare collection and encouraged the use of this contactless system, LTD created a TouchPass rewards pass for the months of February and March, allowing people who use the system to easily download the pass and use it to validate their rides for these months. In addition, LTD is committed to providing passes to individuals who had purchased passes for March and April 2020, but who didn't need them as a result of suspending the fares. So that is a quick presentation, a quick update. I first of all want to say I appreciate the opportunity to provide our first presentation to this new committee, and I at this time welcome any questions. Does anyone have comments, questions?
So I haven't been on the any vehicles lately. Is the bus running right now with full fare or beginning March 1st?
So thanks, Hoover. Thanks for the question. So you were breaking up a little bit, but I think I got the essence of your question. Maybe it's on my end. We began collecting fares on February 1st. Can y'all hear me okay?
I can hear you. There is some feedback.
Okay, thank you. I'm hearing it too, so thank you. So we did begin collecting fares on February 1st. Again, we had a special pass that's available for folks who are using the TouchPass system. And then other folks are able to pay cash or use other fares that they're eligible to. Does that answer your question?
So for March, everything will be reinstated, resumed.
John, I'm so sorry. I can't hear the comments. Could you take
that? Let me make sure I got that right. And I think if we're not speaking, if we can put ourselves on mute, it might help with some of the feedback issue. Hoover, you were inquiring just if we're currently receiving or collecting fares over the month of February or whether or not that was going to be implemented in March. Did I get that right?
All right, thank you so much. So yes, Hoover, we actually began collecting fares on February 1st. So we are currently collecting fares, just as we did pre-COVID.
I'll say with having tremors and having a hard time like physically getting money out of my wallet, the touchscreen, no contact is a big thing for like a lot of people who deal with tremors and other types of that. So I think that's super cool and like a great addition on our buses.
That's great feedback. Thank you so much, Rihanna. We did include some of the folks who had been serving on our ATC previously to do some testing for us. So we really appreciate that feedback and all that work.
Well, and we remain open to hearing about what works well and what doesn't. So these were open conversations that LTD and the community has been having. So examples of things that we've kind of wrestled through have included kind of where are these touch pass screens located? Are they in areas where they are convenient? What happens when somebody's unable to place a touch pass card next to a screen? What are we doing for passengers who are blind or have visual disabilities who are having difficulty locating where the touch pass screen is? Or even, we have many different types of buses and it's not always easy for us to have the screen in the same location in every single bus. It's a little bit different depending on the model, make, and year of the vehicles in place. So those have all been things that we've done our best to try and work through to the best of our ability. That doesn't mean that there isn't room to improve. So we do want to hear about what's working well, what's not, what we can be doing better. And that's one of the things that I think we've all been looking forward to getting feedback from this group and this committee over these and many similar types of matters over the upcoming years, is to really look to this group as ways that we can improve service just by getting feedback from folks who are regularly using these services or working with folks who are using these services. And to let us know what your experiences have been like and what ideas or thoughts or suggestions you might have for improvement. It's much appreciated. And just from the application materials and introductions, I know people have a really strong background that we, we're all going to be benefiting from. So just knowing in particular how many folks who identify as either being older adults or people with disabilities who use public transportation, how many people are going to benefit from the work of this committee is so important. So I know we're all very appreciative. Any other comments on fare reinstatement? We've got one other agenda item after that, which is just going through our programmatic updates, and we have some folks joining us, but I just wanted to leave open if there were any other comments on fare reinstatement before we move forward. Okay, well then, moving on, we're gonna have to do a little bit of, Camille, if you wouldn't mind helping me with some juggling of folks in our participant lobby. I'm gonna go through one at a time and I'll give you a heads up. We've got a bunch of folks who have joined us just to speak to some programmatic updates, just some of the different services that are connected with LTD. LTD also has a lot of partnerships with community groups. We work very closely with a lot of local governments, nonprofits, an organization. So we typically just see if we can get a brief update on what's changed. And for purposes of today, just some welcoming introductions as well. So if folks would just mind telling us, and for the benefit of this committee, a little bit about what you do, how that's connected with LTD, and just some things that we might expect in the future. So let's start with, we've got Michelle Bowie with us, representing the RideSource call center. And then on deck, let's have Ruth Linos representing South St. Wheels in Cottage Grove. So if we wouldn't mind starting with Michelle. Hi, Michelle, you might be on mute. We're not getting sound yet, so it might be double mute.
Shall I go ahead and pull over Ruth while Michelle sorts out her audio issues?
That would be great, thanks.
Okay.
Ruth, if you wouldn't mind joining us, we'll have Michelle on deck, and then following that, we will have, I was gonna note, we've got several people joining us via telephone, and I believe Josh Herring of River City's Taxi is one of the folks on phone. You may be able to identify yourself by hitting *9, I believe, on your phone. So Ruth, if you wouldn't mind a few introductory comments.
Hi, this is Ruth Linos, and I'm the executive director of South Lane Wheels, and that's based out of Cottage Grove, and we've been in operation for 38 years, and we're a private nonprofit public transportation provider. And I've not been on this committee this year, but I've enjoyed being a part of the Accessibility Transportation Committee, mainly because of exactly what Lisa said, is you get a broader perspective. So I'll bring you the perspective of South Lane County. We momentarily shut down with the COVID restrictions for about a month, and then we started back up, and we've been gradually adding service through the first couple months of the middle of 2020. And then we're back in full operation. We've got our mobility on demand service, the LTD connector, that's operating on weekdays. We have our door-to-door local and metro shuttles operating. And we just started a new service, a route from the Roseburg VA hospital. It has up to the Eugene Clinic, and that was funded by rural veteran healthcare funds. And that's a service of Umpqua Public Transit. And we're the operator of that. It has stops in Drain and Cottage Grove so that people can move through the two counties to get to fundamental needs as well as healthcare. And that started last month. And so we're starting to see some ridership. It's a little slow, but that tends to happen with new service. And we're gradually adding ridership all the time. At this point, I think the main reason we're not seeing as robust ridership is a lot of employment centers haven't opened up. And we often provided that transportation to work and back so that a lot of individuals could participate in work environment. And with encouragement not to do unnecessary trips, until that changes, we're probably going to stay pretty flat in our ridership. But we're excited. We're here. We're practicing all the safety requirements so that folks can get to and from their destinations. We serve Southland County, which is all starts at the county line, and it goes from Dorena to Lorain, all the way up to Cresswell, and we go into Eugene and Springfield. So we cover a lot of miles to be that critical connection here, based out of Cottage Grove.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that introduction and update. Let's move on. Michelle, do you have audio capability? All right, Michelle, we're going to keep you on deck. Why don't we move on? Josh Herring, I've got two phone numbers who have raised their hand at the moment.
And so I'm going to go ahead and pull them both over. I don't know who's who.
Certainly. So let's hope we get this right. Josh Herring representing the Rhodey Express service in Florence, if you're able to give us a little welcome introduction. Now, one of the phone numbers is muted. We're not getting any audio right now, so it may be, if you're connected on two devices, one of them may be on mute. All right, why don't we put Josh on deck as well. Obviously, we'll have some technology issues we'll work out for future meetings, but as part of the purpose of us doing a kind of introductory meetings, we'll get all of these hiccups worked out for the future. Am I getting some audio? Josh, were you able to come through?
It might have been me. Michelle Bowie. I think I finally got it to work.
It is. We can hear you great. So feel free to jump on in.
Yes, it was the Star 6 that had me. I finally was able to unmute myself. So good afternoon, everybody. My name is Michelle. I'm the operations manager for RideSource. We not only have the non-emergent medical transportation call center here, but we also run the ADA paratransit. I know some faces because I've been a part of the committee for a few years now. And some I work closely just by the programs that we service here.
Wonderful. Thank you for joining us today. Why don't we have next, if we could bring in Tammy Black, representing the Diamond Express service in Oak Ridge.
Hi, can you hear me?
We can.
Yes, okay. Okay, great. So I'm Tammy with Pacific Crest Bus Lines, and the Diamond Express between Oak Ridge and Eugene has been running consistently throughout COVID. We're seeing for December and January, we've seen about 18 passengers per day on average. Let's see, we've installed for the COVID protocols and protections driver barriers on the buses, touchless hand sanitizers. We have the seats blocked off for 50% capacity, the mask signage and enforcement. We're regularly disinfecting. We are accepting fares. The drivers do not provide change, so the money is not exchanging hands. They just deposit it into the fare box. The dial a ride in Oak Ridge, we are still not back up and running with that as of yet.
Yeah. Thanks for that introduction and update. Why don't we see if, Josh, if you have your audio working, feel free to chime in. And then I was going to say, if I'm not sure if she was able to join us, but if Maggie Fleur from Whitebird Clinic happens to be on one of the telephone lines, just to raise your virtual hand. I believe you'd hit *9 on your phone to do so, and we'll have you next. Josh, are you able to?
All right.
Welcome.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Hi. Yeah, Michelle, thank you for the tip. The *6 is what got me as well. I'm over in Florence. I operate River City Taxi. We provide service for RideSource in the area. We also operate the Roadie Express, which is our fixed route service with LTD over in Florence. Then we do the ADA paratransit for that bus line as well with our taxi service. The company has been almost 32 years now in service or in business doing transportation. I've been here since 2014. I've been involved with some of the groups similar to this. I really like to see how we get a lot of different views and aspects, and it's amazing. And you guys are going to be able to accomplish a lot of good stuff. And I'm happy to chime in and give any updates or anything you guys need. Through the COVID, we have not changed any routes. We've continued to run. The ridership has dipped quite a bit, as everybody kind of has seen. It's true necessity riders that we're seeing, the people that are, there's not any recreation right now. So the people that are using our services are definitely the ones that are dependent on the service. So we're doing everything we can to keep them moving and keep everybody, our drivers and our riders safe. It's been an interesting year. But I think we've been pretty fortunate and we just plan to keep going.
Well, thanks for that introduction and update. I don't believe Maggie from Whitebird Clinic is going to be able to join us for this meeting. Let me also check in and see if Scott Wetham happens to be able to join us via telephone. If you wouldn't mind raising your virtual hand with *9, we can get you pulled over. I also will note that I've heard we typically would also be joined by David Vanderhagen, just to provide a programmatic update from his perspective at Senior Disability Services. So he has an outstanding invite to join us for these meetings as well. And so know that we'll have a few other folks joining us for future meetings. So those include a wide variety of services that we're partnering with LCOG, with Alternative Work Concepts, and with Whitebird Clinic to provide throughout our community, as well as through Lane Transit District. If we have upcoming updates, we'll make sure to use that period of time. So I'm also open if there's ways that may be kind of more efficient or convenient to do this. So this worked pretty well when we were all in the same room, kind of conversing around a table. Zoom may not necessarily be the best forum for us to do it in the exact same way. So if things like written updates would make a little bit more sense, I know shuffling us in and out of a Zoom room isn't always ideal. So we may want to just discuss whether or not some other ways of communicating just kind of routine updates would work better for the group. So I'm open to hearing about those either from members of the committee or folks who are providing our valuable services throughout the committee. But I felt it was important, at least for purposes of this meeting, that we all get a chance to know each other a little bit better, our different backgrounds, and just kind of share this space with our common goal of being able to provide the best services possible to older adults and people with disabilities in our community. So with that, that's our program updates and the extent of our planned agenda for today. So I want to note, we will be in touch with members of the committee because you said plan to hear from us about what we want to hear from you. So that includes setting our agendas for upcoming meetings, setting expectations for what you want to get out of this, ways that I can assist you as staff support, anything and everything that I think is going to help make the work of this group successful are things that we want to be hearing about. If you have areas relating to transportation and LTD that you feel particularly passionate about, make sure that we're aware so that we can make sure to align the work of this committee to match that. So with that, I just want to open up if folks had any other kind of final words, thoughts, or comments before we begin to wrap up our meeting today.
I just want to say how excited I am to have this meeting coming together. So again, I just, so good to see people who I've known for a while and haven't actually gotten to see in person, and also to meet some of you who I've you know, interacted with in other ways. So I just appreciate all of your time and you bringing your best for this purpose of this meeting. So thank you so much for being here. All right, so as John mentioned, we'll be looking at into the future establishing our new chairperson and vice chairperson. So that person will be helping to facilitate this meeting so we don't have awkward pauses. But I think that since I'm not hearing anything else, I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting. So thank you all so much.
All right, looking forward to working with everyone.
Thank you.